This is Willy Captain Logan with the worst sci-fi commentary track ever for the worst sci-fi trilogy conclusion ever. This is our wonderful special effect, visual effects of a piece of cardboard with some fluorescent lights behind it, panning down with the camera and cutting every so often. That's the credit for me. Now you see, this was a new paradigm in worst sci-fi movie production, because we actually bothered to edit this thing. Our wonderful composers, who are completely unwitting to their contribution to this film, amazingly enough. Although we still didn't have a screenplay. Ah yes, as Ted says, it doesn't make a whooshing sound, it makes a squeaking sound. This is a little staring shuttle. That's the X-38 crew return vehicle. And this is Heather, who we had in WSF-2, and we couldn't actually get her involved in WSF-3 until a few days before we tried to release. So we got her to do this over this voiceover. We had to record this voiceover so many times.
But I will not be around to welcome him back or participate in his adventures.
Yeah, not the best audio out there. Yeah, so I stole this shot from 2001, and I put a matte painting of Earth I did in the background. Ooh, hey, look at that animated shuttle. These are new visual effects, digitally animated. I did that at great time expense to myself. Yeah, so Biscape's coming out of my room, and he has a cape! It's the signature of his character. Oh, and the airplanes have been replaced. It's the Wall Street Journal. See, this is out of date now. See, they bought we put the Wall Street Journal in our movie. And then they changed the front page. So we're out of date already.
We must rescue him.
Yeah, so he has his clay alien again. He's going to a room where I keep our computers. Spaceship Commander Jaeger. So then this is Commodore Jaeger. That's downstairs in our basement, the same place we film many other scenes in this movie. We can see a painting I did of Apollo 7, as well as a picture of Bethany who appears later here, the Defiant, and Biscape's blocking it right now, but I have the Apollo Soyuz test product model. Ooh, you can see his dueling pistols in the background.
In other news, the Festus 7 is going to be scrapped.
Oh, and the same painting of Earth I used in the earlier scenes is actually in the background next to those pistols.
Captain Logan sabotaged the ship's computer. Now, it thinks that it's a library...
Kind of obscure joke.
I don't believe it. It's all right here in the report.
Those are the plans for a house or something like that.
These logs have been forged. Captain Logan would never do anything like this.
Well,
I wasn't really thrilled by this acting, but, well...
We'll see about that.
That's a reference to the Replimat in Deep Space Nine.
I was thinking about wandering the Synthomat for dinner. Would you and your companions...
the opportunity.
Certainly.
Kind of a corny line. So these are the stairs leading down to our basement.
Oh, my sweet. I never thought we'd get out of there. Commodore Jaeger, change logged on forever.
Now see, changelog is a reference to what Ted does. He reports his most inner feelings on his webpage for some reason. He calls it changelogging. And it's like a symbol of the new society or something. That's our living room again.
Back on the bridge of Festus 7. Feels just like home.
Oh, I just realized the pillow on the very most leftmost corner of the screen just sort of suddenly moved out of the screen. That's Aquarius again.
Flying a course.
And it's a Game Boy Advance or something like that. I love this scene.
And engage.
It's kind of long, but... boom! There goes the lid. That was actually a shot that I was kind of happy with.
Captain's log.
This was supposed to be a voiceover and an effect shot, but we never actually did that. So you notice how his eyes move around. He doesn't think he's actually going to be filmed. He doesn't actually think his picture is going to show up on the screen, but... Ooh, I like that shot, too.
We're under attack! We must get to the battle.
That scene actually worked without a Steadicam. That's supposed to be Red Alert.
Raise the shields.
Here's the yell again.
The number of items you have checked out.
Hey, the Defiant model is back in its original spot.
Will not be renewed.
On Ted's desk. What's notice the gigantic Apple sticker.
Computer,
Ted had this great black monitor that he painted, but then he dropped
Welcome
it, and so he had
Captain
so he had his K. friend Scott give him a monitor which actually happened
computer,
to have an Apple logo on
the
side.
The
Ted's quite averse to the idea of Macintoshes.
I am sorry, Bitscape. I can't do that.
Heroic Captain. In which putting your life on the line is just an everyday part of your experiences of... It's on your job description.
Today.
It looks great on your resume,
Quick,
too.
To
off he goes
box.
To this cave. Yeah, so this is a patio furniture box that I cut holes in and painted with gray paint. Oh, okay, that's the worst effect of the entire movie.
We're clear of the ship.
Ah, yes, our pyrotechnic effects. They look bad, but they were really fun to do. We did these on Thanksgiving 2001. Well, the rest of the movie was shot summer of 2001. Ooh, yes, I love this shot. Ha ha ha. There's a firecracker on the set. You can see, hear me exclaiming with joy in the background. I think this is actually probably the most cinematic scene we've done, or at least for this movie. Okay, yeah, so we can see the lighting rod lighting the thing. That was completely unintentional, but it looks horrible, but, and I'll have to work. There's a reason why we call this worse sci-fi. So those are girders falling out of the ceiling. That's what they're supposed to be, at least. They look more like sticks, which is what they are. The proud Festus burns to a crisp!
The alien
back
ship
to summer
has been
of 2001.
Destroyed. Now, we plot a course.
Interior of our skate pod. We have a television and a... Ooh, that shot we did March of 2002. While we were editing it, it's a cardboard box, another one. A smaller cardboard box. So this is a reference, this news sequence is a reference to Futurama with the news monster and the news bimbo. That's my sister Bethany, and I'm the news monster, the alien.
Los Angeles is in its 270.
So many takes for this dumb scene.
Humans have no idea of the meaning of power.
Now see, the news monster and the news bimbo both appear in WSF Not, or the worst sci-fi prequel ever. I don't move my arms enough.
Humans have no idea of the meaning of suffering.
Who turned out the light?
Ha ha ha! Humans have no idea of the meaning of darkness.
There goes the shuttle, the skate pod again.
We're approaching the planet's surface. Sensors detect
not the
one human
planet
life form
outside of the
a lot of batteries
outside of the window.
We're landing.
That's another a digital shot. Okay, so now see. We put a green filter over the camera for this one, and it looks different. At least this is near our park, not far from our home. So we just carried our box over there. We saw some deleted scenes with Bitscape's brother bouncing, otherwise known as Ken. This is inside the woods. I've had a rocket land here once. It wasn't very much fun. Oops. Yeah. Now see, you can see in the very edge, the top. Right edge of the screen, you can see the filter is starting to scoot out of alignment. Traveling through the woods again. Our valiant Captain Bitscape has actually changed pants in the escape pod somehow. Haven't figured out how he's done that. Oh yeah, and the green filter goes away for this scene. We're not entirely sure why. Alright, so this is the, this is our woods by our house. I think I already said that. Now this is the interior of the light base. which is our basement. You can hear the cans clinking as Bitscape walks by. We wanted to have fluorescent lights to throw lots and lots of light under the sheets, but it didn't really work. Well, Captain Logan is held in the clutches of a slide projector.
Captain Logan! Captain Logan!
I love this Foley here. It was me throwing a rock at a water tower.
Captain Logan?
Bitscape Captain with a styrofoam Logan. Gun. Captain and he pulls Logan. Out his styrofoam. He pulls out his styrofoam hypospray. I don't know what that beef was, but it was really convenient. I don't think that cut was the best.
Where am I?
On a planet on the outskirts of the light base.
On a planet in the outskirts of the light base. Kind of missed some frames there. We go opposite directions. Now see, we go around this corner twice. There's once, and there's a second time, and I'm limping for some reason. Maybe it's because I've been in carbon freeze for years. Here are bullet time effects! We're Matrix imitators, like everybody else.
A ship is here to save us.
Convenient. It's a plot device. Transporters. There's a light beam showing off its malevolent powers. Here we're back on Space Station. My beautiful effect shot. So here I play ping pong with the monolith from 2001 A Space Odyssey. I mean, it actually kind of works. Of course, we intercut it. I was throwing balls at it, and Bitscape was playing against me.
Yes, time for the meeting.
Okay. So, I mean, this is a high-budget program. I mean, they have to use a ping-pong table for their conference room.
I welcome you all to this interplanetary meeting of the highest minds in our...
Which includes, of course...
We are gathered...
Two Wilmark alien busts, the monolith, and Boris Yeltsin. Ooh, and Captain Logan. I've concluded that Captain Logan is narcoleptic. Because he falls asleep several times throughout this movie. It's very exciting.
The planet of the light beams. To rescue Captain Logan, I was
very bored. Oh, there he goes.
And we discovered Beacons.
I don't know what that's about, but...
This weakness... will allow us to
this is
ad lib
speech. It didn't really turn out very well. It's pretty boring. Fleet
and redirect it to a place where it will be more needed. This mission will not be easy. It will require the most from each and every one of you.
The two alien busts,
I believe
the monolith, the nesting doll, and the narcoleptic Captain Logan. Our exterior shot again. I think MGM should sue. Maybe they shouldn't. Our stairs again, which we see in WSF Not, which is why Bitscape says, "Whoa, Festus, deja vu." Now see, this is a set we built for the USS Rosebud. I'm wearing some thing on my eye. It's a personal view screen. I got the idea from Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Our cans are clinging again.
Sir?
Yeah, so this scene is...
Why are the turbo lifts here?
This is a reference to Star Trek Generations.
They get fixed on Tuesday, sir.
Tuesday? We're going to be launching.
Now, notice
that
the captain's chair is up on a pedestal. And it was very dangerous to sit on that thing, because the actors kept on almost falling off of it.
This is the Rosebud.
Men?
I'm sure somebody would have seen us.
This is our finest hour. Today is the day we've all been training for. You are going to get a
another ad-lib speech by Bitscape.
Heroicness.
He does the same sort of thing in WSF Not.
For as we blast,
oh, there goes Captain Logan.
Into the final
off
frontier,
again.
I want you all to remember what you were told in training. That this day is when that all will be put to use. Now, let's go. Ensign, engage. Ensign?
I like this scene.
Engage!
I'm Captain, sir. We're being hailed, sir.
Okay, kind of a rough cut, but it works okay.
On main view screen. Unknown vessel.
This is Ted's then girlfriend, now wife, Jim Stone. I'm not kidding.
Titania, requesting permission to join the task force.
That's on the same set we shot it a few weeks earlier.
Acknowledged.
When she was visiting us here.
Position. Titania out.
All right. Looks like we're all here. Come. Signal the fleet. Helm, take us out of here.
Anybody have to go to the bathroom?
Notice I have that huge mag light on my in my ear. It's a reference to what Uhura would wear in the original series. And then for those of you who don't notice it, see that the model is gone. Captain Logan is performing his ever important task of changing dials. Well, Yeltsin mans his cathode ray tube, and the monolith is back, feeling refreshed.
Alright. Helm, take us out.
I like this shot.
Helm!
Oh!
In one take, I actually knocked over the chair and the monolith.
Engage!
We decided to put that on the bloopers reel.
And we're off.
I hate this line.
Stampeding candle.
It was Ted's idea. Ooh, I hate that effect, too. That was my idea.
Captain Zapp, Unix team, 997...
This is completely Zapp Brannigan from Futurama, who's a spoof on Captain Kirk, which is somebody Britscape is spoofing anyway. Notice the Windows Space Screensaver on the computer. I hate this shot, too.
Sir, we are entering orbit of the Light Beam's planet.
On screen.
My twisting that dial was completely in sync, and it was an accident.
The planet is surrounded by their photonic disruption.
We consider for WSF not saying the Light Brigade, but we decided that would be a little too cheesy.
Ah!
This is kind of a ridiculous scene, but it's also pretty funny.
Fire at will.
Ah!
Keep those shields up.
Aye, aye.
Now see, that's a camera flash. I mean, I kind of like that. It's an action scene that works, but it's so incredibly cheap. That camera flash is 30 years old or something.
Ow! How are the shields holding?
We need a little more power, sir.
I kind of got more power, Captain.
I need a little more power.
In one take of that scene,
the main warp nacelles.
My personal view screen fell off. We don't have any really cool prop like that in WSF. No, we do. We do.
Keep them up.
All right.
I
want more power! More power!
I'll let you wait until October 26th to see what that cool prop is. And I say I'm starting to laugh. I like this exchange.
More power to the shields! What about the transmatrix?
What is that?
The transmatrix sub-buffer can... Just leave that alone, just get the shields.
I think Rick Sternbeck would be ashamed.
Okay. All power to shields.
All power to shields.
Beautiful digital animation. That sign in the background says, Glutu Barada Miktu, referencing 1951 Robert Wise, The Day the Earth Stood Still. Very good movie. Vince gets wearing an EFF shirt. The Electronic Frontier Foundation.
You hit it?
True. They're gone.
We reference this in WSF Not.
To the matter transmitters!
Aye, aye, sir!
For continuity, I take off my personal view screen, but you'll notice some bad continuity there. Ah, yes. I love this shot, too. Notice what I'm wearing. I'm wearing that shirt, that blue shirt, and my beige pants.
Sub-translateral imaging scanner? Check.
This is kind of like a transporter, you know. Matter transmitter transporter.
Check.
It's actually a real term. Notice the ping pong table is still there. I love this scene. Okay, but first, notice what Captain Logan is wearing. Well, what? He's wearing a dark blue shirt and green pants. It's a transporter. It's a transporter malfunction. But before I get too excited about our continuity errors, notice... This is Boulder, Colorado. The Flatirons, Chautauqua. beautiful place. It's June, I think. I think it's June. And our music is Siegfried's Wagner, Richard Wagner's Siegfried's The Rhine Journey from the Die Götterdämmerung, the Twilight of the Gods, which is a series, which is one of a series of operas based on the Nibelungenlied, the Norse myth, which involves Siegfried and his, and the Nibelungs, in German, by the way. It's pretty crazy. Biscape's flowing black cape and my, green pants. I like the French horn. I like this shot. Sort of come over the crest of the hill. This is the dorkiest scene. This probably would not have made it into the movie if we had a screenplay.
We have up here. Oh, I can sit here.
My communicator, my wrist communicator, is actually a watch.
It is quite a view.
From, like, I don't know how old it is, but it's wind up. It has a spring inside. Instead of a motor like watches these days, analog watches.
Courage and vigilance.
So you have to wind it every day.
Now.
So this shot, we didn't have a Steadicam. We needed one, but we didn't. And so, we had to have Ted walk backwards on the path, have the camera jerk all around as he walked backwards. On one such take, he actually tripped over a rock, and we got a beautiful shot of the sky. I like that line. Complete reference to Star Trek fans everywhere.
We just couldn't use them because the
a delicious dish is something he made at like 2 in the morning 5 years ago. And Ted got footage of it and posted online, ruining Bitscape's chances of becoming president. I'm wearing a sun shirt, which is what the Duke of Alter ends up wearing too. I mean, this camera tracking is so smooth on the maze.
In fact, if we have those, we could transport.
And you can, oh wow! This planet has airplanes on it.
I'm tired. I wish we had some of those.
This is at the base of the first Flatiron, which we saw in the first sequence of this. This Game Boy Advance game. Subtrans Matrix Imaging Scanner. It's a beautiful piece of equipment. Army knife,
oh,
digital imaging scanners.
Imaging scanner.
I like that one.
Oh, okay.
Here we see the climbing, the steps, and the light switch, one of our set pieces. And dun 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 dun, the first flat iron. And the sky. And that's a light beam! Oh no!
Light beams!
We probably should have added in laser blasts or something like that, but we didn't have enough time. For each lady with two guns, Bitscape ends up breaking the muzzle off of one of his styrofoam guns, which you'll notice later soon.
We've defeated them.
High action, no budget. The light switch.
This
made from a box we got more patio furniture in.
Wait, I don't see any base around here. What's the switch doing out here?
Okay, so why would beams made of energy have light switches that can be... that can be manipulated by matter beams? The only reason is for dramatic element. I like this. I like this scene. I think his monologue is kind of amusing.
The entire light beam fleet...
for the first time in 217 years!
For the first time in 217 years.
I hate this effect. I should have left out the stars, but... and this is Los Angeles getting light. And all the cars are turned into neon tubes.
Now, with the energy being destroyed, let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here is a perfect line for anything.
Rosebud, this is a way
I use it so many times in my book, The Voyages of Galactic.
We have our mission accomplished. Beam us out of
it's not actually that dark.
Energy field?
But I don't know, camera makes things look darker, you know.
Transporter?
No. No, I said no twice, I don't know why.
We redirected the power to Los Angeles, so we won't have any trouble beaming out of here, but people will have trouble visiting their relatives in Los Angeles.
Oh. Excellent.
Excellent.
Let's go.
He says excellent when he can't think of anything else to say.
Captain.
Another one of those really low-quality fleet shots. Notice the cord hanging on the screen. Hanging on the side of the set. Don't fall off of the pedestal!
Time for a victory celebration! Khan, raise the Titania!
Torpedo's armed, sir!
No,
only one viewer has gotten that line.
Oh, when you said in the first place!
Notice Bitscape's gun is missing its muzzle.
Alien frequencies open, sir.
Captain Kaisa Fantasia of the USS Titania. The ship we're on right now is the Rosebud,
like
which is an unintentional reference to Citizen Kane.
I'd love to, but Space Command has sent us on an urgent errand emergency to the Neutral Zone.
Reference to the original series, the Neutral Zone. The Mutual Zone. Yeah, so we shot these in our kitchen. And we kind of hit ourselves over the head with glass bottles afterwards for making such stupid scenes. Well, we didn't actually hit ourselves over the head with the bottles, but... I mean, because we really were unhappy with this sequence.
Well, copy the light beams. They're gone.
I mean, it was supposed to be some great sense of conclusion and stuff, but...
Agreed.
Our dialogue was stupid.
Let us celebrate as warriors and toast!
With blood wine.
Kapla! Kapla!
There's not real Klingon. The only real Klingon word there is kapla, which means success. There's Ted again, wearing an apron that has a chicken on it. Okay, so he sticks it in the microwave. All this stuff is Star Trek references. I think the framing of the scene with Yeltsin on the side. I think we've decided to leave alcohol out of the rest of our movies, forever, for any purpose, because the scene was so bad. We had so much stupid footage of us just, like, referencing movies we hadn't even seen, and... That's a reference to a spoof, the, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I kind of like this scene. So, see, he gets out one single drop with an eyedropper, because the, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy describes the potency of the... Pangalactic Gargle Blasters. So I sticked my tongue down into it. I like that.
He's dead, Jim.
A reference to the original series of Star Trek.
Ah, Captain Bitsky. How nice
this
to see you.
Dorky dialogue.
Commodore Yeager.
I don't like the scene.
What happened to,
the scene in front of me. Oh, he's behind the camera, operating the video camera. You reference Star Trek way too much. Romulan ale isn't illegal after the alliance between the Romulan Star Empire and the Federation at the end of the Dominion War. Ha! Bring that up in Star Trek Trivial Pursuit. Alcohol is a no-no in further Logan Brothers productions. There's an entire sequence after this that we completely cut off. It was you're completely drunk. And we were completely faking it. Okay.
Hey look, it's a news communique.
So here, the news monster.
What is this about? Hey Yeltsin, do you know anything about this?
I think he's a blue guy.
I'm reprising my role as the news monster. And Bethany is reprising her role as the news bimbo. That's some painting in the background that Ted did years ago.
216 years of power crisis. Humans have no idea of the...
I think Scott actually did a way better job as a news monster than I did, but...
Puny human female said 217 years in last...
You have so many takes of this scene, too.
Well,
well, and unidentified sources within Space Command report that a secret mission deep within enemy territory was able to divert the massive amounts of power and nanites.
Ho ho ho, humans have no idea the meaning of anything! That ha ha ha, puny humans have no idea the meaning of something. It's used extensively in WSF, not. I mean, can't you imagine present residents of Los Angeles doing that? Rioting? Just for no reason? I mean, I can.
That monster guy's scary.
I just love that. The monster guy's scary, because I play him. I love this sequence. Each cut. The glasses get emptier. That was my burp, by the way. Now he's getting tipsy. Now he's facing on the floor. Now he burps again.
Wow, and there. Was a nesting doll. Look at all those stars up there.
So this is our triumphant ending, shot in our driveway.
Oh yeah, it's a big universe.
You know focus sets on the problem.
We saved it. Once
this is the last scene we shot for the movie, actually.
Sure
it's the last scene in the movie we shot, last scene we shot.
Festus 8.
Festus 8?
Whole new crew.
We couldn't think of anything to put in this,
whole
so.
Different bunch of people.
It's kind of a dorky Star Trek style ending.
Well, you know, it didn't stop the Enterprise.
Who? The what?
I kind of like this. Oh, boom. He was on the ground. No, that beeping is pretty sad, but.
We've been given command of the Festus 8.
Woohoo!
The brand new ship.
The triumphant ending.
Flagship
of Space Command. Okay, so this is a Lego city that we built with the plastic model of a shuttle I designed. And the music is not the Jaws theme. It is not the Jaws theme. It is the fourth movement of the New World Symphony by Antonin Dvorak. A triumphant movement, written by the Logan brothers, even though we didn't actually have a screenplay. Dun, 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 dun. I just love this music. With like Captain Logan. See, Captain Logan is actually my alias. So it was great, just like Bitscape's alias. He actually has a real name. Bethany Logan, that's our sister. Jim Stone, that's my sister-in-law, well, now she's Jim Stone Logan. Heather McRoberts, that's Heather McRoberts, she did the voiceover. Music by Peter Tchaikovsky, Richard Richard Wagner, and oh yeah, by the way, Antonin Dvorak, but we kind of forgot to credit him here. Special visual effects by Flycrew 2000, the WAC. I probably should not have put the WAC in the credits. The news monster, really Captain Logan. Such a fun part to play. Costume designed by Wilmark. That Wilmark, that alien mask was actually, I actually built for an alien, a Halloween costume. It's great. 1999. Transportation, location preparation, climb specialist. I love that credit. Doesn't mean anything, but I like it. Digital animation by Willie Logan. It took me forever. Each effect shot took me about an hour to animate it. It was so boring. It was just tedious cutting and pasting and cutting and pasting. See, now all these special thanks things, they don't really have anything to do with the movie. Like Larry Wall, he has no clue that we used, that Ted used Perl, the language he created, for this movie. Ted, the director, would especially like to thank Jem Stone, to whom he got married August 4, 2002, that, symbol, of course, is two smiley faces kissing. Maglites, luminous beings, whoever would have thought it? Actually, it is protected by copyright laws, but we can ignore that for now. Filmed in Canon, camera and lens. Actually, the camera has 5 lenses. Yes, we know that interstellar space does not have a plywood ceiling. Get over it! This is Willie Captain Logan signing off. This has been the worst sci-fi trilogy conclusion ever.